did they tell you how many you missed off in it or what?
Oh, yeah, I know how many I missed. I've been averaging 25, 28, right answers on the other test, and it wasn't even close. I don't know what I was. I think it was off in La La Land or something, but we'll try again. Wasn't meant to be.
Where'd you take the test at?
Over in Owosso at the Owosso Club.
Did you take it back to back, take another one?
No, I didn't, because I didn't feel bad on it. This one, I'm just going to go online and do it, I think.
Hey, you should have took it back to back. You should have took a minute, and then, because sometimes they give you an easier one. They're not the same test.
Yeah, I know. I was frustrated, so it probably wouldn't help. I still have this little thing in my mind that says, gee, I can talk on 10, but I can't talk on any of these other ones. And the same people that are on them are on this one. I don't run any amps. I don't run any big watts. I don't do any of that. I don't understand why I am not making a radio. What am I testing for?
That's the thing with the advanced, and that you just get the prestige. You don't get that much more bandwidth, But boy, I'll tell you what, the questions that they got, some of that. Right now, I'm averaging anywhere from 20. When I take the test, it's like 27, 28, right around in there. You need 37 to pass, and out of the 50 of the pool. So. I'm still working at it.
Again, I don't plan on building radios. Understanding them, I think I understand them, but I don't know. Some of the things that they ask is just seems different. KF8, BDP.
It's because 25% of their questions are stupid.
And you could still pass the test.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.